Today's scripture is Genesis 1:3. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of 10,000 branch churches around the world, as well as in Korea, and those in the local centuries, and those who attend this service through satellites and internet, and GCN TV viewers. To God the Father, who has led us as we give this 2015 New Year Day service, I give all thanks and glory. I welcome all of you who are here in this blessed place. I extend my thanks to all the pastors and mommy members from all over the world. And my thanks also goes to all of those who are attending this service through GCN and the Internet. To all of you who worked for the Kingdom of God with devotion during the year 2014, I give my words of appreciation. Just as the title said, I will do it. I did it in 2014, and I conducted it with love. As its result, your faith has grown up. Beyond being leveled off to spirit, it's reached further into deeper levels of spirit and even to the flow of Holy Spirit. The flow of spirit will keep on going in 2015 like this. Strengthened by the power of recreation, the current of spiritual changes will flow from this church to Korean Christian communities and to the whole world. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may give glorify God in this flow of spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, first off, let me explain what the power of recreation is. You heard the word creation, but what is recreation? Let me explain, okay? And please make brief from it. Just as in the Bible, then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. It is the power by the original voice. Since I freely manage the original voice, as something is held in my heart, it will be accomplished upon giving out this voice. So far, this year and the last year, I was absent from this church, but you helped this church and you received many blessings while I was not here. And there were many good spiritual pastors. You know, if I stay here, you know, there are no other pastors delivering messages. But since I was absent, many pastors, you know, came out, good pastors. As I was absent, many pastors, good preachers came out, preachers that I can count on, pastors that you can depend on. So those preachers were born, and I'm so thankful for that. Since it cannot break the original orders of creation that God has set in justice, only the recreation is possible inside the boundary of these orders. So Father God is the only creator. So there is no work of creation. However, by the justice, there can be works of recreation inside the boundary of these orders. The work of recreation is not the work to create things that don't exist. It is the work of refreshing the things that exist. Metaphorically, it is not the work of creating a flower that doesn't exist, but the work of reviving the flower that is dead. So it's not creating something that doesn't exist. Only Father God can do it. But that flower and reviving it, it is the work of recreation. As you can see, when things that were beautifully created by God are destroyed or damaged, by the power of recreation, they can be recovered. Even the dead can be revived. It is the power that can renew the earth, the sky, and everything in them. Now, what is it that is in the first priority to be renewed by the power of recreation? It is people. Men were created in the image of God. After Adam committed sin, however, people lost the image of God. Due to Adam's sin, his spirit died, and his descendants, all mankind, live with the same situation of dead spirits. Fortunately, when they accept Jesus Christ and receive the Holy Spirit, their dead spirits are revived. As it is close to the end time, however, sin and evil are so prevalent that it is not easy for men to have even the faith sufficient enough to receive salvation. Unrighteousness and lawlessness are rampant in the world, and it is the same even in Christian community. God the Father doesn't give up or abandon such people who live in this end time. He not only wants to heal their wounded hearts, but He desires to wash their polluted hearts. He wants to manifest the power of recreation to help them recover their lost image of God. This is the original love of God. It is the desire to give another chance to those for whom receiving salvation seems impossible by any means. The power of recreation started from this original love. To receive this power of recreation, I had to present the love that could conform to the original love of the Father. That is, I had to sacrifice myself completely. To save a soul for whom being is saved by justice is very difficult, a corresponding price must be paid. According to justice, the wage of sin is death. To save this soul from death, someone must make sacrifice for him by paying for the price of justice. What was the reason that Jesus was hung on the wooden cross? It was to receive the curse of the law that says the wage of sin is death on our behalf. To redeem sinners from their sin, sinless Jesus shed his precious blood. As a result, a new justice was made. Whoever believes in Jesus Christ is forgiven of sin and becomes a child of God. In other words, let me tell you again, whoever believes in Jesus Christ is forgiven of sin and becomes a child of God. This is a new justice. Likewise, to have the justice that can lead souls who are unable to receive salvation to salvation, the proper sacrifice had to be made. For the last 4 years, I've suffered from extreme pain, both in body and heart. As the pain grew worse, the coverage of the justice became wider as well. And now, those who couldn't expect to receive salvation according to the strictness of justice are also able to get a chance to receive salvation. And I thought to myself, even after 4 years, you know, I have lost, more strength, and the situation became worse. However, my endurance grew better. But, you know, I had to suffer more. Like until December 25th, the pain got worse and worse. I couldn't sleep well. You know, I had to spend nights with tears because of pain. Don't you think it's mysterious? People around me know this because they can touch me and watch me. I scratched myself. I scratched too severely. But I got no scars or nothing got swollen up, even though I scratched myself all over my body, like my from head to toe, like my palm. And, you know, I got fever even on my palm. Last week, I was on my way out, and there were people waiting to receive my prayer, and I scratched myself, and then I looked at their palm, who scratched themselves, and their body, and husband and wife and their children suffer from itching. And their face got swollen up, and then the ooze came out. And you remember Deaconess Lee Zin's face, right? Then I realized that, you know, I am so thankful. Even though I stress myself all day long, since Father God has protected me, I got no pain, I got no ooze coming out. I'm fine. Of course I realized it, but I realized it again. Because for the fact that, you know, Father God protected me, even while paying for the price of justice. Now, I couldn't sleep well, and I scratched myself, and my skin cannot recover easily. However, fortunately, when I sleep, even for about half an hour, if I sleep, if I close my eyes even for a half an hour, I think something comes out from my body, or beneath from my skin. It's like oil. And I think this kind of liquid coming out from my skin, underneath my skin, recover my skin, and it protects my body from getting infected by germs and stuff. So from time to time, I can see those liquid coming out from my skin. But this skin does not smudge anything around me. But I can see that it helps my skin, and new skin can be regenerated, and then it can purify my skin and cleanse my skin and recover it, and then it heals my any wounds, if there is any. So I was so thankful. But after December 25th, the itching getting disappearing. So today, I have a very only little itching left. 26th, 27th, and 28th, itching is disappearing, just as Father God said, by the end of this year. From New Year, everything will become normal, said God. Well, to become completely normal, I have to hear the news of financial blessing, right? As I told you before. But Father God said, He said, once you hear the news of financial blessing, you will recover every week, and you will recover by 80% once, and then you will have 7 weeks of communicating with me, and you can recover the rest 20%. And those secrets of spiritual realm, you will receive, understand those secrets for those 7 weeks, and then you will completely receive the power of recreation. I explained about this before, and it will surely take place. Furthermore, those whole faith, those whose faith cannot reach the level of rock or spirit or of whole spirit with their own effort, can now increase their faith. Now, you don't receive measure of faith? It means your heart didn't change yet. Your heart has not changed. You made an effort, but it actually didn't change. Once you face a certain things, the unchanged heart comes out, right? You can recover it. Once you changed, then there shouldn't be no such a thing. This is what I meant when I said that I had paid 90% of the price of justice that you should have paid. Not only did our MAMI members, but also many from the Christian community and the world came into this greater boundary of justice. So, a couple of months of this year, I will go out to the Christian community, and they have to change, and they have to receive salvation first. So I had to pay for that kind of justice too. The justice that gives the chance of salvation even to those of this perverse generation. The justice that can change the hearts of rebellious people and causes them kneel down before God is now completed. And the power that makes all this possible is the power of recreation. The tangible, amazing signs and wonders, the evidence of the living God. Of course, these are all possible by the power of recreation. As I said earlier, however, the very first priority for renewal by this power of recreation is people. When the power of recreation is manifested, people do not believe in God but fear Him will be able to feel the love. Their hearts will melt and they will come to believe in God in their free will. Brothers and sisters, in Ezekiel 36 verse 26 and 27, it is recorded how the power of recreation can change the hearts of people. It is the prophecy regarding the recovery of Israel. And at the same time, it is also the prophecy regarding the works of the power of recreation that will take place in the end time. It says, "Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you." A new heart and new spirit. "And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." So the heart of stone, the heart that you have made from the birth, in your heart you have that kind of a heart of stone. "I will put my spirit within you." I said something like oil, you know, coming out from my skin. And this liquid helps my, you know, skin recover. So I got no, dead skins, okay? Or flakes coming out from my skin. You have you have something coming out from your, you know, skin of your skull, right? Or your head. But no, nothing is on my shoulder. Because that kind of liquid, you know, coming out from my skin and it helps me, it cleans my skin. "I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances." It is true that even the hearts that are hardened with evil can be changed to be softened by the power of recreation. This year, you experienced a lot. A husband who didn't seem to change suddenly started to come to church and give, you know, tithe. The husbands who used to persecute wives changed and helped the wives to come to church. It helped in your family. It can change the hearts of people's hearts. Once people have this soft heart, they can walk by the word of God. I once told you about the testimony of Senior Deaconess Vin, right? Well, she was full of love originally. But she didn't reach the level that Father God wants her to reach. Last time, by the power of recreation, her heart was changed. Like, in a very soft heart. So that's why her faith was increased by 40%. She was surprised. She was surprised to see, you know, she is originally gentle and very soft. For the last 32 years, she has never judged or condemned her shepherd. From the beginning, she experienced the signs that I manifested from the very first day. She met me in the mountain while I was, you know, praying all night long. And many people, you know, gathered around me. upon hearing the rumors about me. It was a mountain. It was very dark at night. There was, and then she held the flashlight. And when I was praying over there, and then she attended that meeting, she heard the news about me. And there was even a nurse from a very famous hospital. That hospital was specialized in she received operation because of her a herniated disc. She couldn't move at all. So somebody brought her to that place. And during the night, she received my prayer, and she was healed, and then she could walk down the mountain. So Senior Deaconess Vian watched it. So she came to have faith. That's how Father God worked on her. And amazingly, it was night. There was no, there was dim moonlight. And there were about like 40 people. And those people received the revelations. And, you know, it was on the middle of mountain. And that the ground was not flat. You know, and people's seats were changing all the time. However, when they received revelation, there were about like 40 to 50 people. Every one of them received God's revelation. There was no two people who received the revelation twice. I mean, they were new to me. I didn't recognize their faces. But they all received God's revelation without missing anyone. It is not something a man can do. They were changing their seats. They went to the restrooms and they went to some place, but no, they all received God's revelation once for each person. This is something only Father God can do. From the very beginning, I have experienced that kind of stuff all the time. So that's why I put more trust in the God, in God's revelation. I asked for 12 gifts from Father God. And I requested them by faith. And Father God said, Father God mentioned all those 12 gifts that I requested. And then He asked me to give prayer of thanks for a month. Then I realized that I received all those 12 gifts. I thought out of 12, I didn't receive one gift. It was the gift of interpretation of tongue. Then Father God said, I gave you the gift through another person so that that person can interpret for you. So, it was the prayer that I myself knew. But then Father God mentioned it. So I could completely trust in Father God's revelation. So it was just a flat ground. And, you know, they were just sitting on the floor. But in the whole sanctuary was filled with people. And some people knelt down because it was so, you know, small place. They put a Bible in front of them. They put in glasses on top of the Bible. It was at night. And usually it takes about like 2 to 3 or 4 hours to receive God's revelation. But she just closed her eyes. But after a couple of hours, you know, she drank the glass of water with her eyes closed. But she was passing through those people, but she never stepped on those glasses or the Bible while delivering God's revelations. I was surprised. You know, I was always following the person who received God's revelation, and I always told people in that meeting. The person who received God's revelation closed their eyes. And sometimes, you know, she had to receive revelation for about like 3 to 4 hours. She didn't open her eyes, but she never stepped on the Bible. Even though she closed her eyes. And there were many people who put the glasses on the floor, but she didn't step on those glasses. I was so surprised. She could have made mistakes, but there was no mistake. Because she moved, she was moved by the power of, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So that's why I realized and understood how precise the God's revelation is. Since then, I have studied God's revelation and believed it. From the beginning, Father God worked so that you could believe. And those words were accomplished. But there were people who didn't believe, who judged and condemned God's word. And there are still people like that. And they are far from salvation. Even though I explain like this. Now, elders and workers around me, they grew their faith like this by watching all those stuff. And I told you about those prophecies. I said in advance and it was accomplished. You have to believe 100%. Doubting the word of God? No way. All those words of prophecies. I gave you prophecies and they were all accomplished. They all came true. But you still doubt that? It's nonsense. In the future, God's revelation will come true and they will be fulfilled. Now, Elder Edward and Elder Vin, they have been with me. They have witnessed the words of, the God's revelation have been fulfilled. So they have confidence in it. But there are people who doubt those words. Now, they cannot increase their faith. Even though Father God showed you the evidences that you can believe, all those God's words have been fulfilled. In chapter 27 of Ezekiel is the vision that Ezekiel saw of the dry bones that came alive and became an army. The dry bones became an army. Regarding this vision, at the end of 2013, God the Father said, I made them written there to show what is the work of recreation that you will do. Let's take a look at the vision. As Ezekiel saw, there were very many bones on the surface of the valley, and they were very dry. Then God had Ezekiel prophesy over those dry bones. As Ezekiel prophesied as commanded by God, there was a noise of rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bones. And then sinews were on them, flesh grew, and skin covered them. Then God commanded Ezekiel to prophesy to the breath, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on this slain, that they come to life. Then the breath came from the four winds and came into them. They came to life and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. This is the work of recreation. For example, there are people, and there is one who had been dead for like hundreds of years. Now, once the Lord comes back in the air, they will resurrect. Isn't it amazing? How is it possible? It's written in Ezekiel. The breath comes back, and they will have new skin, and they will resurrect. It's amazing, isn't it? They were dead hundreds of years ago, and they're just dust. I'm not sure about that. But even though they died, it's not completely gone. It was scattered in the air, I guess. And I heard that and the breath came from the four winds and came into them. They came to life and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. This is the work of recreation. The dry bones here refer to those with no possibility of restoration. There are many people who are like these dry bones. There are so many souls who have no possibility of life being renewed. Their hearts are aged, evil, deteriorated, and deformed. Even the souls in this state can be recovered, renewed, purified, and changed by the power of recreation. So, even though you committed sins leading to death, you got disheartened. Because you have a hope to receive chance of forgiveness. Since we had the chance twice before, so you will be given again. Well, of course you should have hope, because you cannot go to hell. Otherwise you will go to hell, right? But you should not commit that kind of sin again. Even until you can be forgiven, you should run your race of faith with diligence. Then you may receive another chance of being forgiven. So they can be changed by the power of recreation. Why does Father God work like this? Like this, even like this? Because you were born in a very bad time. Because this world is so evil. Well, it is the generation that cannot be saved by their own effort. Well, there were many people in the past by the judgment of conscience. But now, no way. There is no judgment of conscience because there is no such a soul in this generation. But you were born in this generation and you grew up. And the whole world is full of deception of the world. You watch them, you heard them from the day you were born. And you grew up like that. From the very age, from the very early age, they learn from TV. They learn how to speak foul language. Even between husband and wife, they do evil. You cannot find the husband and wife who's, speak to each other in a respective manner, right? Of course there are some, but it's not easy to find such people. No, the whole world changed like this. They don't show their respect to each other. And, you learned like that. Even young people. Small children. And it's hard to find children who serve their parents well. Whatever they see, whatever they hear is evil. This is this generation. And how can we expect judgment of conscience? So you were born into this kind of generation. As time goes by, it becomes more evil. If you listen to news, it's hard to find the man of goodness. So difficult to find such people. It's better not to watch them. Politics, economics, all same. Even if you watch in a soap opera, it's the same. It's hard to find those dramas that can give you hope and goodness. So you grew up in this generation, and your conscience became dull. It's like your heart is like a heart with seared with an iron. Even if you can accept the Lord as a Savior, you commit sin again that leads you to death in this generation. But not all of the people should go to hell. That's why Father God prepared something for this last generation so that people can accept the Lord as their Savior and believe in Father God through the power of recreation, through the gospel of holiness. Without this gospel of holiness, they cannot be sanctified. Even if there is a gospel of holiness, they cannot change. They need power of God. So the power of recreation, the gospel of holiness, these are necessary. They have to see the power so that they can believe Father God is alive. They have to believe and they have to understand so that they can change. So these are mandatory. The power of recreation, signs and wonders, the gospel of holiness. This end time, Father God is working like this. Because of that reason. Let me tell you again. There are so many souls who have no possibility of life being renewed. Their hearts are aged, evil, deteriorated, and deformed. Even the souls in this state can be recovered, renewed, purified, and changed by the power of recreation. So you don't need to be disheartened. It's up to you. It's up to your heart. Someone wants to quit drinking, but he can't because, you know, his body is shaking due to alcohol addiction. There are such a man. But you know what? Listen to this. If you truly want to quit drinking because Father God hates it, once you make up your mind from the depths of your heart, if I quit it, I may lose my friends who want to drink with me. Without this kind of heart, only for Father God's heart, only for Father God, only for what Father God is pleased with. If you make up your mind like this, then shaking of your body will last for just a couple of days, or it may not even for a day. Then you can overcome. Because Father God will give you grace and strength so that you can quit drinking, but your body will not shake. Those alcohol addicts cannot overcome this kind of side effects after quit drinking. You know that I was addicted to drinking, but it was easy for me to quit drinking. Once I attended the first revival meeting, I received God's grace, and I repented all the time. And the revivalist said that I have to quit drinking and smoking. So even before I made up my mind, I was able to quit drinking and smoking. It wasn't hard. So once you make up your mind, then it can be easy. And that was the testimony of another man that I met. But if you have a heart like, if I quit drinking like this, I may have a hard time enjoying with my friends. Since you have this kind of affection, you cannot quit drinking. But if you cut off from that affection, and if you once you make up your mind, and by the grace of God, you can quit it. Dear brothers and sisters, let me now give you a concrete example of renewal by the power of recreation. First, those who stand against the man of God, just as Korah and his people did to Moses, can be renewed. In chapter 16 of Numbers is the scene that Korah, Dathan, and others took action and stood against Moses. Korah was of the tribe of Levi and had a duty of serving in the temple, but he had a desire to go further to become a priest. And Dathan, Abiram, and their followers rose up against Moses, and they said Moses made them suffer in the wilderness. The acts were very evil in the sight of God. Hence, they eventually met with miserable deaths. Number 16, verses 32 and 33 says, "The earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, and their households, and all the men who belonged to Korah, with their possessions. So they and all that belonged to them went down alive to Sheol, and the earth closed over them, and they perished from the midst of the assembly." Here, the earth refers to the ground in a fleshly sense and Hades in a spiritual sense. After death, those unsaved souls stay in the waiting place in the Hades for 3 days. But Korah and others bypassed this waiting place right after they fell to the Hades and went directly to the place where they would actually receive punishment. You can see how grave their evil was in the sight of God. The sin of standing against God in the Old Testament can also be found in the New Testament. That is, blaspheming, standing, and speaking against the Holy Spirit. So Jesus said in Mark 3:29, "But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin." Today, however, there are many who blaspheme, stand, and speak against the Holy Spirit, even among those who say they believe God. In the future, the Christian community will be divided into two when the servant of the power that God set shows up. There will be those who are with the servant with their hearts and those who stand against him out of their jealousy. There are unbelieving people who are blinded by their own evil, although they see the evidences that God is with them. They rather judge and condemn the man of God with evil words and slander him. It is the same as slandering God, and it cannot be forgiven. However, God the Father wishes that even such people can repent and get the chance of salvation. And thus, God allowed me the power of recreation. That is, God gives a chance to repent even to such people like Korah and his followers. I myself don't want these people to see death, but to be saved. Although they rise doing evil, I feel only heartfelt mercy toward them. Moreover, I already suffer from the punishment that they should receive. In other words, I have already paid the price for them. That's the reason why God the Father gives the spirit of repentance to them when I intercede for them. Brothers and sisters, the second type of people who can change by the power of recreation among those perverse people are those who deceive the Holy Spirit and betray the Lord out of greed, just like Ananias and Sapphira and Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot followed Jesus to seek his benefit and selfish greed. He intended to receive benefits by standing beside Jesus when Jesus would come into a worldly position of power. He followed Jesus by flesh, not by spirit. He was in charge of the money box, and he used to pilfer what was in that money box. But Jesus went in a direction that was different from what he expected. Eventually, Judas Iscariot sold Jesus for 30 silver coins. Regarding Judas Iscariot's death, Acts 1:18 says, "Now this man acquired a field with the price of his wickedness, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his intestines gushed out." It was such a miserable death. How miserable the result of betraying the Lord out of greed was. Now, congregation, what I feel sorry for is that Father God said many times about the insurance company, those who are filled with greed, no, they will not receive salvation either, said God. Because they use the name of God the Father. To earn money, they betray brothers in faith, and they are separated from the mother group, out of their greed, instead of being united for the blessing of God. And because of greed, you didn't, that, you know, those people didn't keep the Lord's Day holy, and they didn't come to Daniel prayer meeting. He wasn't given a chance to repent. He ended up not receiving salvation. Now, who were Ananias and Sapphira? By the fiery works of the Holy Spirit in the early church, they too experienced grace. They said they would sell their property and give all that they received. Once they got the money in their hands, however, they kept some of it for themselves. They sold their property and they made a promise to give what they get, but they didn't keep the promise. The result is death. Now, you made a vow to God, but you don't keep it, then the end is death. That's why the Bible tells you to keep the vow by all means. You made a vow before God, the host of all universe. You should keep it. But you made a vow and you break it, then it has something to do with your salvation. You know, they made a promise to give what they get by selling their property, but they didn't keep it, and they ended up dying, even with what belongs to themselves. Once you make a promise that you give what they get, then it doesn't belong to you, it's God's. Now, you made a vow, but you don't keep it? You made a vow before Father God, the God of all hosts, then it has something to do with your salvation. That's why I don't want you to make a vow recklessly. And I've never told you to make a vow before God. If you have true faith and make a vow, and if you're confident that you can keep it, then it's a blessing if you keep it. Once they got the money in their hands, however, they kept some of it for themselves. Then, in the clear work of the Holy Spirit, Peter, the apostle of the power, rebuked Ananias and Sapphira, and they died immediately. The sin is too grave when one deceives the Holy Spirit, even the ones who have experienced grace. Peter is the man of God's power. And by the work of the Holy Spirit, they manifested the power of God. Now, they deceived Peter. It is the same with deceiving the Holy Spirit. The fact is, however, that there are so many in Christian community of today who do even more terrible evil than Ananias and Sapphira or Judas Iscariot. There are people who steal from what belongs to God. Sometimes I receive the letters of repentance. They use the money belongs to their group. You collected those money for Father God's kingdom. But you spent it for your own, for your benefit. So the money, the one who is in charge of that money should be honest. And because of that, whole group will be refined, and they will not receive answer or blessing. I've told you and I explained these cases many times. You should not touch the money that belongs to God. But out of your greed, for your benefit, you spend what belongs to God. The financial department, those who touched and spent the money that belongs to God, didn't live a blessed life. Actually, they all passed away. But those who didn't do like that, you know, they became the deputy director or the financial director. But those who touched and spent the money that belongs to God, you know, they went to miserable way. Since I knew this from the beginning of this church, I have never spent the offerings of the church members. I've never asked the financial department to, you know, lend money to me. I've never said that. I've never borrowed the money. How dare? The money belongs to God. I can pray to Father God, and Father God can do. Father God can bless me. So those who truly believe in Father God, I mean, when our Lord spoke, even his disciples couldn't even ask him a question because they revered the Lord so much. They couldn't even say a joke to the Lord. Since you have good faith, you managed your believing life like this in the church. You didn't play rude before your shepherd. Elders, they've done like that. We had a general assembly, but nobody said no in the middle. None of you said, none of you asked the question. You just said amen and an amen, even though we have to agree with so many things. It's because you have such great faith. And since you believe in me, you could say amen. And I myself have never done unrighteous thing. And I've never borrowed money from financial department, even though I gave huge amount of offerings to this church. I rather gave my stuff to this church. Of course, you know, I received blessings from Father God, from the people and members of Manmin from all over the world. And I give those offerings to the church. Since God the Father doesn't want to forsake even those people, He wants me to harbor them in my heart and save them. He wants me to reveal to them the heart of God the Father, who doesn't want to forsake them. When the power of recreation is manifested with love, even such people can repent and get the chance of salvation. And finally, the third type of people who can change by the power of recreation among those rebellious people are those who don't receive the work of the Holy Spirit due to their frameworks of knowledge, but rather stand against the Holy Spirit just like Pharisees and scribes in Jesus' day. Due to their frameworks of knowledge, they don't receive the work of the Holy Spirit, but they rather stand against the Holy Spirit. The Pharisees and the scribes in the days of Jesus were those who could even recite the laws in the Old Testament. Now, those of you who have frameworks of knowledge, think about this. There were Pharisees and scribes. They could recite the laws in the Old Testament. The Jews in Israel, from the day they were born, you know, they are trained to recite the Bible, old Bible. However, when Jesus came, they rather became those people who killed Jesus. Now, why don't you understand this? You know, the Bible is written in their language. However, when Jesus came to this earth, they couldn't recognize him, but they rather crucified our Lord on the cross. The same happens today. The Orthodox Jews, Pastor Soo-jin Lee went there and she met them, a family of them, and they said, when Johnny Kim said something, they don't deny because they saw the work of God that I manifested. So they don't deny. So Johnny Kim was welcomed by them. And their sons, you know, I've missed them, and then they have long beard. I hardly recognize them. They are so good at the Bible. However, they don't understand the spiritual meaning in the Bible. Now, even in this country, there are people who read the Bible and they spoke against. But they didn't understand the true will of God who gave the Bible. They understood it as mere knowledge. In John 5:39, Jesus said, "It is these that testify about me." If the Pharisees and the scribes had studied the Bible in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, they could have realized that Jesus is the Messiah who was prophesied many times in the Old Testament. But most of them read the Bible locked in the frame of their knowledge, so they couldn't recognize Jesus who stood before their eyes as the Word that had become flesh. It is the same today. Even though there are works of God that cannot be done even by science, even though I manifest signs and wonders, they don't realize and they don't recognize. It is not something a man can do. It cannot be done by even technology or by the wisdom of the science. Only by the power of God it is done. Even during the summer retreat, people witnessed great signs. It is the hottest week of the year. The temperature reaches 34 and 35 in Celsius easily, but the temperature in the place where we had the summer retreat were like 22 and 23. And there were no mosquitoes, no harmful insects. You witnessed that. I mean, what should I show you more? The sky was covered with clouds and it rained, but I stopped the rain and cleared the sky for whole night. And you witnessed with your bare eyes. Even though you witnessed them a lot, but you later think that it is just a coincidence. Father God showed the clear evidence so that you could see white clouds in the sky. And some people saw stars only that place over the field where we gathered. Father God worked like that, clear the sky. What should I show you more? What should I manifest more? On the first day, so many people were healed. They were the diseases that hospital cannot heal. Otherwise, they could have been healed. They were the last stage of their diseases, but they were healed, and they were filled the stage to testify. What should I show you more? God, who is with the shepherd, what should I show you more? Those who say they know the Bible, they didn't recognize Jesus. But who recognized Jesus? Even baby Jesus, the one who prayed and fasted fervently, only those recognized them, recognized Jesus. Did they recognize Jesus by their knowledge? No. Those who are in goodness and those shepherds, they recognize Jesus. So, with evil hearts, people cannot recognize. When you have the goodness in your heart, you can receive the work of the Holy Spirit. With evil heart, you cannot inspire by the Holy Spirit, even though there is work of God right before the eyes. They were like blind fools. That's why they played the leading role in crucifying Jesus. There are such people as these in today's Christian community. I studied theology for long years. I've done my ministry for many years, and many long years I have given to God. I have PhD in theology, and I'm more learned in the Bible than any of others. They are proud of themselves, but there are not many of them who actually receive the work of the Holy Spirit. The knowledge becomes their pride, and they commit the sins of judging and condemning as they please. If they truly understand the Bible, they should not judge, because the Bible tells us not to judge. Father God rather says, do you want to be a judge? Father God is the only judge who can search the people's hearts. But those who say they know, who know the Bible, they even judge in the churches, and they call those churches a hypocrite. So how ridiculous it is in this generation. Now, many professors are coming to this church from many fields of this country. There was a lady, a wife to a professor, came to this church, and I asked her, was there anything that you couldn't understand after you came to this church? And she said, there is nothing. She said she could understand everything. Nothing bothered her. Once you open your heart, then you can understand everything. Because you witnessed the work of God, the signs and wonders. That's why she could understand everything. But some people who've been here in this church for 10 years or 2 years, 20 years, they don't even believe in what they see. If you're one of them, search your heart. Did you pray fervently? Have you ever fervently prayed? Not by force? Not imitating some others? I was forced not to cry out in the church. That's why I went to mountain and cried in a loud voice or in my room. Churches, you know, stop me from crying out in my prayer. So when I couldn't go to mountain, I prayed in a basement along with my wife. It would be better if I cry out in the sanctuary. That's why I went to mountains or the basement. So even when I was a novice Christian, I lived by the word of God. With all my strength and my heart and life, I prayed with all my heart. Even in winter days, and I did like that for days, months, years. And when the time came, Father God opened the spiritual realm, had me pray. Father God said there was one like me who tried so hard to open the spiritual realm. There was one, but he stopped in the middle. He gave up. But you didn't give up. You are close to open the door of heaven. By my faith, by the help of the Holy Spirit, or by the Lord, or by God, I prayed constantly without giving up by faith. Once I started by my faith, I finished by faith. That's how I do. That's why after 7 years, Father God said, you are so close to open the door of heaven. Now, on your birthday, fast for 3 days. Through 3-day fasting, I would receive your prayer. When I prayed and fasted for 40 days, he didn't help me after the 7th day. When I was fasted for 21 days or 10 days, it wasn't hard. But when Father God didn't help me, I couldn't manage a day. I couldn't sleep. If I could sleep, it would be better, but I couldn't even sleep. So I fasted for 40 days. I overcame the crisis of death many times. But whenever it happened, Father God gave me grace. And on the 32nd day, I made a record in my diary, but Senior Deacon is Van and read my diary. On my 32nd day, I vomited. I threw up blood from my stomach, and it was dried in the blood, a clutch of blood. You know, in the morning, a pastor told me this. I was a student in a theological seminary, and he said, after 30 days, you may vomit blood. Be careful with that. You have to overcome it. And I remembered it. And when I vomited blood, I was not surprised. Because he told me so. And there was a reason why I vomited blood. Because my intestines got dried up because I didn't eat for over 30 days, right? So they all dried up. So when I drank water, people told me that I had to drink water. So I drank water, but that water didn't go down because my old intestines were grew up, dried up. Because of that, I vomited. And the blood came out. It was dried blood, like a clutch of blood. Then I realized that, when intestines got dried out, blood came out from inside the intestines, and when I drank water, that water came out along with the blood. So, Father God worked through that pastor. I realized it, so that I wouldn't worry. After 30 days, intestines got dry up because you don't eat anything. So, blood vessels got burst out and blood came out. And so, if you fast for long days, then you may vomit blood. So, but unless Father God works or moves your heart, do not fast for long days, okay? It may be dangerous. But Pastor Mi-young Lee, helped me. He was a small kid. She took my hand. And I started to pray from midnight. It was below zero. It was minus 25 or 20 below zero. But without missing a day, for 40 days, the cave where I prayed was empty for 40 days. Otherwise, I couldn't pray and wait. I had to wait for people, finish their praying. But, it was empty all the time for 40 days. And inside the cave, there was the window was all frozen. Inside the cave, the room, you didn't eat, you got hungry, it's so cold. But I overcame them all. Father God didn't help me at all. And I fasted like the 40 days. So there is a big difference whether when Father God helped you, when Father God helps you, or when the Father God doesn't help you. On the 40th day, it was midnight. I had no strength left. But, even though there was no strength, I cried out. Yeah, I cried out in my prayer. Once I cried out in my prayer, I received my strength back because I wanted to pray. And I had to overcome the coldness. So after 30 minutes, when I cried out, you know, I received strength. Father God gave me strength so that I could pray. Then my body become, you know, it became warmed up. I could pray like that for a couple of hours. On the 40th day, it was about 11 o'clock at night. Suddenly, I received strength from heaven. I thought, after the fasting is over, no, I would take a shower. It was in a big, you know, plastic vial. I would take a shower. Then I would give service to Father God. Then I will tell Father God that it is over. But I got no strength. But at 11 o'clock, I received strength. Suddenly. I felt like, you know, when did I fast? I heated the water. I took a shower. I put on a new suit. And I prayed before Father God. And announced that I finished my fasting. And I ate, you know, fruit juice. It was half the cup. And I had a service along with my family.
Then
I wanted to read those newspapers that I couldn't read. But, you know, while I was reading, I couldn't read them. I should not read those newspapers, but my eyes got dimmed, so I couldn't read those newspapers. So sooner or later, after 10 days, you know, I could recover my strength in my body, and my eyes became normal. I experienced this. When Father God helps, it is so easy. But since He didn't help me, it was so difficult. But after that, Father God said, for 40 days, it's like others fasting for 40 days many times. Because you finished this fasting only with your own strength. Even though you faced the cries of death, but you made up your mind, if you die, you die. So Father God considered it greatly. I had that kind of experience too. God the Father wants me to break their heart frames by the power of recreation. And He wants them to receive the work of the Holy Spirit and get the chance of salvation. One should interpret the Bible in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And to do so, he should toil to penetrate through the spiritual realm with countless fasting and prayers. And it's not easy to do so. So those selected pastors, you have to, you know, do it to some degree. Well, that's what I thought. But to receive God's power, you have to pray more. To receive God's power, you have to go out to the world with this power of God. Not all of you will, but to be used by Father God. The most important thing to do is to communicate with God the Father, read His heart, and understand His will. But most of those who proudly say they know the Bible do not make such efforts to penetrate through the spiritual realm. Since I took care of the portion that they are supposed to do, it is now true that they can break such a hard frame of knowledge and receive the work of the Holy Spirit. Let me conclude this message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, God said, once you go out into Christian community, you will see that they are corrupted much more than you expected. Now, pastors who listen to me, as I manage this ministry, I've never touched money that belongs to God. It was one of the most important things to manage trust relationship with Father God and me. And I obeyed every word of God. I didn't make any excuse. You know, I made a vow. And I kept it by all means. Without breaking my promise. By the date that I promised, I gave offerings to God. I have experienced them. Then he could trust me. And he can still. He said, we would be surprised at the fact that there are so many who misunderstand the Bible so much and who conspire with the flesh. To give even such people a chance to be forgiven of their sin and a chance to reach salvation, I spent the last 4 years of suffering. Now, as we receive the comprehensive financial blessing, I will courageously go into Christian community and fully manifest the power of recreation. With this church as a center, the wind of purification and reformation will blow into Christian community. Then the Christian community will no longer be a weak community, but it will stand so strongly that no one will dare stand against. Those who follow the force of the Antichrist without knowing the truth will also be given a chance to turn and repent. Truly, as the name Manmin implies, we will be strong enough to lead the duty of leading all the peoples of the world to salvation. If those corrupt people can change like this, how quickly can those of you who have longed for Spirit and the Holy Spirit and prayed for many days change? You can change and reach the levels of the rock, Spirit and Holy Spirit much more quickly. May all of you quickly change into spiritual warriors and unfold 2015, the year of glory, together with me. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. I will pray. Father God, the words that you gave us, bless these words to become faith and life in these people. I explain what the power of recreation is. In 2015, this power of recreation will be manifested. Year 2014 was the year of I will do it, and I was trained. And I managed it. And Father God said, I managed it well. Thank you. Now, so many people came into Spirit and into Holy Spirit and stood on the rock of faith in year 14. It's difficult to find a man of Spirit in the world, but so many people in the church came into Spirit and Holy Spirit and stood on the rock of faith. It is an amazing fact, and you are pleased. Thank you. In 2015, this year, more people will stand on the rock of faith and come into Spirit and into Holy Spirit. Father, bless all those people who receive this prayer outside this country. Father God, thank you. Bless Miriam of Colombia and Henry Ceballo of Sweden, and Benjamin from France, and Serena of Belgium, Mary and Roxymanan of India, and Isabel Kelly Gornelli of Peru, and others, Wang Wei, Chui Xingnan, Lin Shor, Wang Hering, Wang Hafan, Wang Zhentor, Wang Zhenlui, Kim Chunhe,
Wang Kenlui, Kim Chunhe,
Dong Ai O, Hu Fu Ran, Chen Jialong, Li Zirong, Zhen Wenzhen, Xiang, Su Weijing, and Zhen Feng, Wu Bin, Dong Zhendi, Yang Mei, Che Jimin, Guan Yongzhen, Chi Shilong, Wang Jing, Bu Meijin, Zhai Dingjin, Ho Jin, Zhang Chao, Dai Shusha, Zhang Chang, Lei Xiaochun, Li Sufing, Zhou Wai Mao, Pu Ji, Zhou Zhen Seng, Wen Zheng, Zhou Wu Ming, Zhang Zhong Le, He Xie, Li Su Wen, Huang Lian, Pan Mei Si, Zhang Sha, Liu Qiwa, Chen Shanghong, Zhang Wei Liang, Chen Shaoqin, Chen Mijia, and in Victory readers and watchers, viewers, and TV in Russia viewers, lay your hands on them and give answers to their prayer request. Father, give answers to their prayer request, transcending space and time, and heal them. All those germs and viruses go away. Skin diseases go away. All the prayer answers be answered. May the light come. May the light come. Father God, thank you. From head to toe, in every intestines and organs and intestine, burn them by the fire of the Holy Spirit so that they can be healthy both in spirit and body. All skin diseases go away. Last stage of cancer, go away and be cleansed. May the light come. Let them be cleansed and may the light come. Father, please work for them. Work on them. Let them see well. Let them hear well. Let their stomach, kidney, lung be strengthened. All the diseases from the lung go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. And let the pain go away. Darkness go away. May the light come. Let them receive the fullness and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Let them receive the fullness and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you. All the high blood pressure, diabetes go away. All diseases and germs go away. Be cleansed. Father God, thank you. Thank you for closing 2014 well, and we welcome 2015. Be with us in the rest of this service. Father God, thank you. Please bless us fully. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.